We're back to GAA Plus. Of course, the game live on GAA Plus tomorrow. The Mayo Cork game as well won't be available free to air. A motion was passed at the... And Fine Gael Senator Mike Kennelly, I should say, has written to Fine Gael whips on all 31 local authorities, asking them to table and pass motions at their next council meeting, stating how this council calls on the GAA to ensure all inter-county senior football and hurling games for 2027 are available for all to see free on air TV. And we're required on other online streaming platforms. Everyone should be able to watch their county team compete at inter-county championship matches. The letter goes on to say the current practice of not showing the games at all or looking at them behind a paywall is depriving children around Ireland the opportunity of seeing their heroes and ordinary members of the GAA who have given a lifetime of service the chance to enjoy the games that they love. With me on the line to talk about this is Fine Gael Councillor Bobby O'Connell. Bobby, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to your listeners.
Okay, you've already passed this motion. This is an attempt to make this an all-Ireland thing from all the other local authorities across the country. What's your view on it? Do you think it will succeed or will it make any difference?
I think hopefully it would make a difference. I think we have to try to make a difference because, you know, this seems to be going on with perpetuity now. That's all these big matches, especially where Kerry are concerned, are behind the paywall. I mean, it's disproportionate, but it always seems to be us. All major games, Kerry seem to get, a lot of people, Jerry, just don't know how to get to pay, even if they do want to access these games, are not able to do so because they're not tech savvy. And these are people that are living on their own, older people, and houses with children who want to see David Clifford, who want to see all the great Kerry players playing. A lot of people, we're out now, this is our third or fourth week in a row, or weekend out in a row playing championship football. It's costing a lot of money for people now to go to Dublin. I mean, the time of our game is ridiculous as well, at 6:15 next Saturday evening. I mean, the supporters won't be leaving Croke Park, I suppose, at 9 or 10 o'clock. Some people to go down to Waterloo or down to Valencia, back to Dingle. I mean, it could be 1 or 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning before you're home. On top of that thing, if you don't go, you have to pay for the privilege of watching the match.
Yeah.
Dublin don't seem to suffer this fate at all. It always seems to be us, you know.
Yeah, and one thing's undeniable, Bobby. The one thing that's undeniable, it's been a bad year for Kerry. Whatever the circumstances are and the way the draws fell and the 7-day turnaround, which meant Kerry had to be on Saturday rather than Sunday, if that factored into it, we've had one free-to-air game in the championship so far this year. It's been a really bad year, which perhaps maybe is annoying people more than maybe other years, Bobby.
Yeah, it's absolutely scandalous. And the reason that's happening, Jerry, is because we're taking it. And there's nothing, you know, we are the number one Gaelic football county in this country. In the country. We're trying to win our 40th All-Ireland, which far surpasses any other county in any other province in the country. And, you know, we seem to be, you know, just lying down and taking this all the time. And they know we're going to take it. See, that's why they're doing it.
What's the answer?
Just try stop.
What's the answer? It comes down to money, Bobby. It comes down to money. And the GAA president said in response to Mike Kennelly and others and Michael Cahill and both Healy Rays, both asking them, look, why are these games on GAA Plus? You need to put them free to air. Jarlett Byrne said, well, look, we make X amount of money. I think it was like €97 million that we put back into the clubs. What do we not fund? If we're to give up the GAA Plus revenue, we don't know exactly how much that contributes to the overall earnings from the championship because they won't release the figures. But what do you fund? Or does the government step in and fund the GAA in order to force them to put
it's
a free
not, it's not a, look, all we're looking for here is fair play. I mean, why is it always the Kerry matches that seem to be... we're always put at a disadvantage. We're always the ones behind the paywall. All our major games probably this year. One game I think we had free to air. Why is it always Kerry? I mean, it's time for Kerry to stand up now and cry stop and say we're not taking any more of this going forward, you know? And if we have to come together with other counties and discuss this, because it's totally disproportionate, Jerry, that it always seems to be Kerry and we have to be... And they'll keep doing it as long as we're taking it. And I think it's time for the county board and the other relevant authorities to just stand up and say, no, we're not taking this anymore.
Hold on a second. We don't want to do this. We need more of our games. A cap, is a cap an idea that maybe it would be limited to a certain amount of games every year?
Because, I mean, it's totally unfair. It's total to our older generation, our younger generation, and all the people that are involved in GAA clubs around the country that are going to matches every Sunday for their clubs, coaching kids, both boys and girls. And you're expected now to load up and head for Croke Park at 6:15 or so on Saturday evening. We won't be out of the place until 9 or 9:30 at night. It's disgraceful. And then you can watch it at home. It's a pay per view as well. I mean, even the times of all games, Jerry, are not satisfactory, to be fair about them. We should have at least have had the first game on Saturday. But now we have the second game. We always seem to get the bad end of the stick. Always.
And that's driving your frustration when it comes to it. So you want a change for next year? A change for 2027? You want a different approach in 2027?
Absolutely, and we'd have to be a lot more sterner with the authorities that be in the GAA and stand up and say, look, all we want here is fair play. We're not looking for any favours, Johnny. We're not looking for any favours. What we want is fair play and have the same amount of games behind the paywall as everybody else. And also, for the times of the games that are happening, and that is at 6:15 on a Saturday evening. That's not right either. I mean, we seem to be standing up and just taking it.
Yeah, okay. All right, Bobby, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for your views on that. That's Bobby O'Connell there talking about that motion that was passed to Kerry County Council that Mike Kennelly wants passed at every council in the country. It's written to all Fine Gael councillors in the country to get them to put that motion down. A listener gets in touch with us on the programme this morning, says, Jerry, I know it's a busy period for farmers, very busy. Roads can become very congested with heavy machinery and contractors. However, following an issue this morning, I feel tractor drivers also have a responsibility on other road users. Driving from Listowel to Tralee, a tractor and horse park held up traffic all the way for a long time. No exaggeration, 50 cars at least were held up, people rushing for work. Thankfully, I'm on holidays. I believe the rules of the road state that more than 10 vehicles held up, the vehicle should pull over to allow them to pass. There was no effort made. Cars hooted them to no avail. That comes from Johnny, who's not happy this morning. It's embarrassing to see tourists being asked for cash only and turned away. Caller says he sees it daily in his commute on the Dingle bus. Jerry, I used to be a furniture delivery driver. The filth of some people's homes was astonishing. No surprise they leave their filth wherever they go, including on our beaches, says Don. And Jerry, if we have to have free-to-air for all the games, the revenue has to come from somewhere. My worry is the ticket price will go up and the supporters that go to the matches will have to pay whatever revenue is lost. Well, there's a point. Hi, Jerry. We were lucky to get a special train from Mallow. Nervous enough about Tyrone. Jerry, I wish people would stop discussing GAA Plus in terms of money. The problem is many older people who live alone don't have family nearby and are simply not able to access the service. They can turn on their TV and watch it if the game's on RT or TG Car, but they don't have the Wi-Fi, smartphone, smart TV. What part of this does Jarlett Burns not understands, says this listener. Well, there you go. The Lewis, by the way, are warning us, are talking about the situation with regards to Croke Park and tomorrow, saying there will be changes to the Red Line and Green Line services. There'll be no service between Stephen's Green and Dominic at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow. Trams will only run between Brides Lane and Stephen's Green between Broombridge and Dominic. On the Red Line, there'll be no service between Smithfield and Connolly in the Point from 10 a.m. to 2:45. So that'll be resumed by the time the game is on. Bear in mind, very busy day in Dublin tomorrow, so get there early, enjoy it, stay safe, travel easy, and hopefully Kerry get the win. Good luck to all the Kerry teams in action this weekend. Live commentary and build up from today and tomorrow, of course, on Radio Kerry. Tune in for that.